Chester Kalim.
You are welcome to Good News Daily Show, and I got some news for you. Your mindset affects each and every area of your life, and if you can change your mindset, you can change your direction in life. We've discussed how having a positive meaning can transform your perspective. Now we are talking about the power of the mind. Your mindset is your state of mind. It's your habitual way of thinking. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And God will not change the condition of a people until they change the dominating thoughts in the heart of their heart. In other words, what determines our perspective, apart from the meaning we add to life event, is our state of mind. And we are programmed. We run what we call a subconscious mind. Most of our behaviors are habitual. We have a way of doing things. And for us to shift our perspective, we need to shift our state of mind. We need to shift our habitual way of thinking, because the way a man thinks determines how he does things. And sometimes we feel that we are not getting what we really want out of life, despite putting a lot of effort. But the truth of the matter is that we still operate from the same state of consciousness. You still think the same way. So if you want to get a better result, let's say in your health or your relationship or even in your finance, the first thing is to change the way you think. Yes, is to think, is to create a new habit of thinking what you want, not what you don't want. Because most time what we do is we think about what we don't want. In our health, in our relationship, in our life, in our business, in our career. And before we know, those things start happening to us, because our state of consciousness affects the way we see things. And the way we see things determines our personality, and our personality shapes our personal realities. So I'm going to discuss different kind of mindset when it comes to our finance, our ability to develop and become the best version of who we are. And we also look at performance, and how we can be able to create what I call a growth mindset. And a growth mindset will bring along abundance mindset, and then high performance mindset, wellness mindset, and success mindset. So I hope you are learning. I'll be looking forward to hear your feedback using the voice record, and thank you for listening. It is Good News Daily Show. I salute you. I mention Sokarin.